Item 393, request of Ronald N. Swearin to address council regarding I-5 bridge replacement proposal from Washington Legislature.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and council members. I want to comment on the Washington Legislature's bill to examine replacing the I-5 bridge. I think what they're doing is they're just trying to keep the CRC alive, possibly to avoid the repayment that the states would be required. But I hope they will examine other alternatives, other interstate crossings. One thing I'd like to say is if that bridge was replaced and we had no additional crossings, I think that would severely impact North Portland because traffic is growing around here. And there's a solution that I'll bring up later for what could really help North Portland. My appreciation to Mayor Wheeler for supporting electric power. I've been following that quite a bit. I used to write some articles for Chris Smith's blog on Portland Transport. I had articles on double-decker buses, but as far as electric propulsion, there's a very good development from Montreal. It's from the Hydro Authority, and their subsidiary is TM4, and they've developed an electric motor that they refit onto trucks and buses. And so far, they're selling them to two countries for city buses. So electric power is very promising. They've redesigned their motor with added torque. Very, very clever what they're doing. They're looking at other electrical generation. And Ford is developing new battery technology, and Hyundai saying it's solid-state batteries. I'm not really up on exactly what solid-state batteries are, but there's a lot of technology. Green Car Congress has lots of articles. But basically, I believe we need additional interstate crossings in our area. And I handed out this executive summary from the Washington County Transportation Future Study. On the second page, on the right-hand column, they refer to a northern connector, which is not a big expressway, but it'd be from US 26 generally along Cornelius Pass and then connecting eventually into Columbia Boulevard. Now, in the study, they also say that that could be a high-capacity transit corridor. So I think there could be a lot of benefit to that. And what I'd say now is we have a severe commuting problem between Vancouver and Silicon Forest. So this route would be much shorter, and it would save a lot of people time. I think it would be well used. I think it would be safe because there would probably be some stoplights on it. So I don't think the speeds would necessarily be excessive. I included in there some photos of network tied arch bridges if we ever have additional bridges over the Columbia. These are very cost-effective. They can span long distances. I think they could have electrical power generation in them because on the Columbia we could get power. Now, as far as North Portland, I think there would be ways of covering I-5. The construction materials are advancing very quickly. We'll have very lightweight and easy to work with materials. And so in the future, maybe 10 years, maybe less, that'll be a very good possibility to restore some of those neighborhoods.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Appreciate it.